This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hour two, folks. Love to hear from you. And I love hearing from the little people. It's not just the little people. Hey, folks, I love hearing from the older folks as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to reiterate the point. Thank you for that little man, Luke, calling in. I totally appreciate you, little man. And I just want you to know that people out there are loving on you enough to stand up and fight for you, as for the rest of the young people in this country as well, and those that are willing to stand up and fight the good fight of faith again, because we understand that God's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. 1 Timothy 6:12. I want to go ahead and take Cindy. She's been on for a while here. Cindy, thank you for calling in. I don't know where you're calling from, but I do appreciate your calling. Thank you for holding on for 24 minutes. We had a couple breaks in the meantime, but what say you, my friend?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay. Yes?
Hello?
Ma'am, yeah. I can barely hear you.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Take care. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I perfectly. Thank you.
Okay.
Yep. So what are your comments?
My point, I have 2 points to make about the likely, about the similarity of the Holocaust and the American people with the COVID psyop.
Okay.
My first point is, the way they asked, how did they turn the German people against the Jews in the Holocaust? And it was because they told the German people that the Jews were diseased, and that
That's right.
helped turn them against them. My other point is, Hitler's right hand man was asked, how did they do that? You know, how did they make that happen? He said, fear. When find something to make the people afraid of, they will do anything. Those two
That's
things
right.
are exactly what is happening in the COVID psyop in America today.
You're right. Amen. That's exactly right, Cindy. I don't even know that I can add to or take it away, because it's exactly verbatim what we have been sharing with the people. Cindy just said, friends, that they caused the people to fear. And really what it comes down to, and I'm glad you're bringing up this point, Cindy, is the fact that, you know, the church in America today, they love to praise Dietrich Bonhoeffer. But people fail to understand that Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in America, and he had the choice to stay in America during World War II, but he chose to go back and face off with an Adolf Hitler because he wanted to save his people from what took place. And he was the one that was responsible for saying, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, but those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. And that's exactly what it came to. And I'd like to add one more point, and I'll give you the last word, Cindy, is the fact that Martin Niemöller said that it was the Church of Germany, the evangelical church in Germany, that helped aid Adolf Hitler to power concerning the things that they were responsible for. And it's exactly what you're seeing in America today, verbatim,
Absolutely.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. I'll give you the last word, Cindy.
Only that this giant psyop, COVID psyop that has been done, is going to bring the result that they have worked for, which is genocide for American and the world population.
No question about it. Amen. Well, thank you for your call, and I totally appreciate it. I do want to say this, because I see a lot of comments right now on social media platforms where it's just doom and gloom. It's the end times. Well, if you look in Matthew 24:36, friends, it tells us that nobody knows the times concerning the end times, but that of Christ. Not the Son, but the Father. Forgive me. Christ doesn't even know the end times. The Father does. Matthew 24:36. Do you know how many times it's been broadcast from the false professors naming to be Christ that puts fear in other people of circumstance, saying there's nothing we can do about what's going on? It's the end times. It's the end times. Does anybody realize the people that are crying out, there's nothing that we can do about it, it's the end times, are the ones that fail to keep the commandments of the Lord? Is anybody taking the time to understand they're the ones that have failed to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked? And instead of giving the message through action that we're not going to put up with tyranny, what do they sell to everybody else around them? Fear of man and fear of consequence. I'm telling you, friends, it's not the Spirit of God. I'm telling you, friends, this is not a time to be hopeless. This is a time to stand up and trust God and to prove the God of Israel. I'm here to tell you, friends, that 1 John 4 is clear when it tells us that we're to try the spirits, whether they be of God, because it tells us that many false prophets have gone out into the world, okay? And I want you to listen. The voice of the Spirit of Christ is always to overcome. And what was the message? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. But what did he say in condemning those that were of a different spirit, not of the Spirit of God, the spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of the false prophet? What were they saying? Well, the Bible tells us they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. I don't see doom and gloom in Scripture except those that refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord. Because as George Whitfield rightly said, he said, God's either going to be glorified in your salvation or he's going to be glorified in your destruction. Read Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Listen again. Those that are giving you a gloom and doom message that call themselves Christians, I'm here to tell you it's the spirit of Antichrist. I'm here to tell you that it's the spirit of the false prophets. I'm here to tell you it is not the Spirit of God. And I'm here to tell you, they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. Why? Because they are of the world. They're not of Christ. Okay? We need to start making distinction. Now is not the time to give up on our future and a hope offered to our posterity. Now is not the time. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Inching up to the next topic. Line upon line, precept upon precept. The Daily Wire just reported today, that New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd. Now, this comes back to what I've continuously said to the American people. Justice guards our liberty. Okay? Isaiah 51, verse 4. Isaiah 26, verse 9, understanding the character of God, Jeremiah 9:24. Okay? Now, let's go back to just a couple weeks ago. Weren't we told that the governor, this tyrant, this mobster, it's exactly what Andrew Cuomo is, I thought he was under fire by a bunch of women that came forward and said that he was sexually harassing him. And I came back and I said, this is nothing but distraction concerning his responsibility for the murder of the elderly people in those old folks' homes. Is that what I said? Is that exactly what's happening today? Because guess what, friends? They're not talking about Andrew Cuomo and his guilt concerning sexual harassment concerning these women. No. And you know, I don't know why he's here again to do it again, to attack you again.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got to tell you, man, if some of you people, for a better way of saying it, would read your Bibles, you wouldn't be confused. One lady just said, you know what, Bradley, if you reject sinners, how are they supposed to get saved? What are you talking about? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I know your modern gospel and your version is probably God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, but that's not in Scripture. You say things that you don't understand. Nobody's rejecting sinners. And notice people came to Christ. They followed Christ after they repented. And the bottom line here is they reject God. God does not reject them. Put it into perspective and quit putting yourself into the victim position. And another thing people are also talking about, well, you know, God hates the sin but not the sinner. Oh, really? Then what's hell for? Who chooses to commit the act of sin? Deuteronomy 30:19. The sinner. That's what makes him a sinner. And Jesus said to him, if you continue in sin, you're going to die in sin. You don't separate sin from the sinner. How can the act be apart from the actor? You understand? Again, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's it. Okay? And if they end up in hell, people make their own choices. The only thing I can do is give them the truth of the Word of God and give His message, not your message. Because the Lord's not going to change the message in these ever-changing times. That's not what the church... we put our feet upon the rock of ages. And if anything, we go back to the old path, Jeremiah 6:16. We don't change the message to win sinners or love them to Jesus, okay? That's not scriptural. If you'd like to go ahead and contend with that, 1-866-582-9933. I got to tell you, friends, when I see that kind of stuff, I feel that out of love, I've got to stand up and defend Scripture. If it's not in Scripture, you know what? Zip it. No one needs to hear it. The Bible says we're to have sound speech which cannot be condemned. Okay? He orders our conversation aright, showing unto us all of our salvation. Psalm 50. And I'm also thinking about Philippians, where our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. It needs to be that and only that, and also put that up against Ephesians 4:29. So let's move on here. Sticking to the topic, New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports. And I just laid to your candor during the last segment, friend. How is it that Andrew Cuomo just had over the last 3-4 weeks now, had all these women coming out, pointing their finger at him for sexual harassment? How is it that, by the way, which was there to distract you from his responsibility for the genocide taking place in the old folks' homes? It was all a distraction. And, friends, I told you it was a distraction. When are you going to quit pretending with these people that mean to rule over you? Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. This is a wolf, a pathetic one, but he's a wolf. Andrew Cuomo is now the one coming out saying that we're going to go ahead and require vaccine passports. Really? You see how they're changing the whole system, friends? See how they're driving the narrative, trying to drive you and corral you right into a new system? So it's not just happening in Israel, friends. It's beginning to happen here in America. And I want to tell you why it's happening here in America. Because you failed to deal with Andrew Cuomo concerning his past scandals and crimes against we the people. Don't blame him for what he does, because Americans, you tolerate his crimes. That's the bottom line. He's only doing what it is that you're letting him get away with. Every country deserves the government that it gets. He is not the reflection of the American people. And if you're going to tolerate that, don't sit there and complain about what you tolerate. Now, if you want to stand up out of love for God and your brothers and sisters, then stand up and impeach him and prosecute him. Because I've got good news on the end of the show today that that's exactly what's happening in the state of Minnesota. They're passing bills, friends, to mandate that if the instead of the people violating his unconstitutional edict, the people, the government in this country, are beginning to make resolutions and giving to him and telling him, if you violate this constitutional resolution again, you're going to jail, dog. That's what the American people should be doing. How millions, hundreds of millions of people stand back and act afraid of the one or the two bewilders me. It blows me away, especially when you have guys like me and a whole plethora of us across the country trying to educate you, including federal judges, Supreme Court judges, city representatives, good governors, telling you that what they're doing is illegal. And what do we hear the church say? Oh, you know, these are the end days. No, you're ignorant. You're biblically illiterate, let me tell you. One more time, the Daily Wire just reported that New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports on April 2nd. All you good people in New York, folks, most of this probably isn't even true, by the way. They're just testing the people. Here in New York, give me a call. I'd love to hear what's really going on. But I don't want a cowardice capitulator that feeds on the mainstream media to call in. I want someone that's boots on the ground that understands what's going on. If there's one of you listening in New York right now, please give us a call and give us an update. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is what the Daily Wire reported. New Yorkers, listen to the wordplay again, will be required. It always starts out that way, requiring. Then when they get a majority of people into the mix, then they attack the people that didn't go along with it, right? New Yorkers will be required to show vaccine passports, proof that they have received the COVID-19 vaccine, in order to return or re-enter society. You heard me right. Criminal Andrew Cuomo, along with his cohorts across the United States and his pals that are digging deep into hell, are requiring vaccine passports. What they reported was proof that they have received the COVID-19 vaccine. Hey, folks, either you're going to take your counsels from God, or you're going to take your counsels from your fears, because if you take them from God, you're going to deal with these criminals. And again, this is beginning to happen on a national basis. The New York Post reported that the Excelsior Pass would officially launch on April 2nd following an announcement from Governor Andrew Cuomo on Friday. Similar to a mobile airline boarding pass, individuals will be able to either print out their pass or store it on their smartphones using the Excelsior Pass Wallet app. Each pass will have a secure QR code, which participating businesses and venues can scan using a companion app to verify proof of COVID-19 negative test results or proof of vaccination. Also keep in mind, friends, the COVID-19 tests, they're rigged. I've reiterated the point, and I'll just give you a couple examples. Remember John Magufuli, the Tanzanian president that disappeared for 2 weeks and then he showed up dead because he made fun of Western medicine and said he wasn't going to use his people as a bunch of guinea pigs to test the vaccines on? Remember he died mysteriously shortly thereafter he said that? He was the one that used fruit, and he's the one that used motor oil and goat DNA, and he sent it in to the laboratories, and it came back as positive. Are you listening? I mean, you remember the 333 labs in Florida that came back with every single test out of 333 different labs came back positive. Impossible. You remember the Australian Parliament? Remember when the guy got up there, I believe it was the Prime Minister, and he took one of these COVID-19 tests and he poured cola on it and it came back positive? I mean, really, Americans? How embarrassing and shameful are some of you people that just keep going along with this? It's absolutely amazing. It really is. More from the Post. The app won't show any health information when scanned. It only will show a green check made if the person has been vaccinated or tested negatively, or a red X if they haven't. And that's, by the way, those tests are all arbitrary. And that's why they want to test your kids every week, because sooner or later, and in other words, friends, what they're doing is they're setting them up for the fall. And if they had, friends, all the compliance that they claim to have, why is it that they have to do everything that they've done over the last 13 months by force? Because this is not American government. This is not constitutional law. This is not the America that I know of over the last, 23 years. That's the same America. When I got into ministry, it seemed like America was just changing rapidly. First we had September 11th, and then we have this, and it's like every 10 to 20 years, it's always some sort of emergency the American people need to rally behind, and the government always uses fear in hopes that you'll fear what they have to say rather than God. And by the way, these are the same people that are sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb, the 60 million babies, and these are the same people saying to you and selling.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The flood of migrants at our southern border continues to be a contentious issue. Senator Ted Cruz toured a facility in Donna, Texas on Friday.
This needs to stop. It is a crisis. It is a tragedy. And it is a man-made crisis. This was avoidable. This was preventable.
He says roughly 10% of the people being held at the facility are testing positive for the coronavirus. Democratic lawmakers visited another facility. They said the White House inherited the problem.
This isn't about politics, and it isn't about playing games. It's about the humanity of these children.
That's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. A state trooper in Texas is clinging to life after being shot on a highway just outside Waco. Police are still trying to apprehend the suspect. This is USA Radio News. President Biden was asked if there's anything that he can do about Georgia's new restrictive voting law.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point. The Justice Department is taking a look as well.
Republican Gabriel Sterling, who implements elections in Georgia, said the claims that the laws are racist aren't true. The new law also makes it a misdemeanor for people to distribute food and water to those waiting in line to vote. Sterling says they were just closing a loophole.
Literally, we have reports where they're handing out Warnock water. I mean, that's the issue we're running into. So we basically closed the loophole. They can still hand out water and food. This has to be 150 feet away, the way it has been for decades in this state.
Governor Brian Kemp said the new laws are simply common sense reforms. Department of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas has fired all but three members of the advisory council. Former Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf tweeted, dismissing the entire council is not the right approach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're broadcasting live out of Tennessee right now. We're on the road. We've been here. I've literally got about 2,200 miles under my belt right now. And we went from Minnesota to Michigan, did a couple events there, went into Ohio, Warsaw, Ohio, preached there. Then we drove to Pigeon Forge, did television there with Alan Keyes. Then we did two more events the following morning in the Knoxville area. And now we are over in Spring Hill, Tennessee, and we are going to be preaching in Winchester tonight at about 6:30. I think it is 6 or 6:30, one of the two. So we are out here doing the stuff, friends, and I just want to let you know that's why we are out here is because of the Little Lukes. Little Luke called in a little bit ago from Arkansas for the Little Lukes of the world and those that are willing to fight. We are brothers in arms, and I praise God for each and every one of you. If you want to call in, please do. I got to start going a little bit quicker than when I am gone because I'm literally teeing everything up just to show you what was happening in Israel is now happening in America, and they're doing this simultaneously. Friends, they are literally trying to corral you in to their system by offering you your freedoms back that they never gave to you in the first place. I'm going to give you a quote really quick just to show you our forefathers. In the internal fortitude of these godly men. John Hancock was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence, which is a documentation which shows you they threw off a tyrant across the pond that would not be ruled by God, okay? And he wrote his name so big that he wanted to make sure that the tyrant king across the pond, King George, didn't have to put his spectacles on. This is true, okay? He wanted to write it so big. Just to show you the fearlessness of these men of God in the face of tyranny. He wrote his name so big that the tyrant didn't even have to take off his glasses to see that he was the one that signed it. John Hancock is the one that said resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. He said, continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us. Look at that play today in America. I was just highlighting the fact that New York will officially begin requiring vaccine passports. Folks, stand up. Say no and defy. They only can control the people that submit to them. Let me say it again. That will liberate some of you. John 8:32. They can only control the people that submit to them. Let me say it again. Tyrants only can control the people that submit to them. Okay? Time for you to stand up, Americans. Now, this is what I want to get to really quick, because isn't it interesting? Tim Brown just published this yesterday on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you know that there's nearly 4,000 dead in Europe alone from the vaccinations? And did you know that there's more than 162,000 injuries following the experimental COVID-19 injections? Does this give you an idea as to what the intent is of these criminals that are telling you that this is just for your good, for your safety, just like the Third Reich did and the Gestapo did under Adolf Hitler? Exactly. It's what you're dealing with today in America. I'm sorry, friends. I've been warning you of this for 17 years. You didn't want to listen to it. I said earlier, friends, when you look at the book of Amos, the Lord would bring judgments upon the people. He said, this is what I did. You know, the church in America calls it the devil. God, the devil doesn't judge. God judges. And it's his very character. But in the book of Amos, the Lord said, I judged you, but you still didn't return to me. I judged you again, and you still didn't return to me. How many people are awake today because of the circumstance in which they're in today that are seeking the face of God, who didn't have a care for God a couple years ago, or even a year ago, or even 6 months ago? Do you see what he does through judgment? He drives men to his feet that he might show them mercy. He's a merciful God. But you have to receive him on his terms. And I'm going to tell you something. The Lord, just like men, don't need fair-weathered friends just when you need him. Okay? Friends, pay attention to what's going on here in the country. I judged you, but you still didn't return unto me. Do you see how many people are trying to go back to their normal life as they comply with the tyrants? It's embarrassing. It's shameful. Those people are daring another judgment of God by acting in such a fashion. The tyrants love it. But see, the tyrants haven't learned yet, neither. They get judged harder than the people that they're chastising and being used to judge. They think they're having their way. They're not having their way. They're being set up for the fall. Just like the rest of us that disobey God. I should say the rest of you that disobey God. I judged you, but you still didn't return to me. I judged you again, and you still didn't return to me. Where it got to the point where the Lord set a plumb line, and he said, it's going to be exacting now. If they pass this, they disobey me again, tell them to prepare to meet their God. Do you see what the judgments of God are for? Do you see what the chastisements are for? Do you see this total media blackout on nearly 4,000 dead in Europe and more than 162,000 injuries following the experimental COVID-19 injections? These are the people that say they love God, but they refuse to hear his voice through the prophetic. They're listening to the false prophets that are telling you to submit to it. Oh, and by the way, speaking of the false prophets, you all seen this last week, did you not? And I've warned you of Billy Graham long ago. That man had the opportunity to confront administration after administration after administration, and he failed to do it. And every single time, it seems, Billy Graham, that I can remember as a little kid, every time he would come out and he would promote the administration. And these administrations were promoting another abomination in the face of God. They were still advocating, regardless of what they were saying, they didn't stop abortion. They were still advocating abortion, and Billy Graham had the opportunity to protest them. Did he ever do it? Did he ever tell you that homosexuality is an abomination? Did he ever tell you the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand? Or did he tell you and help create a modern gospel where the message wasn't repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand anymore? Now it's God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. It's not scriptural, friend. Also keep in mind, it was Franklin Graham who was praised by Hollywood's witches in warlocks and the debased and immoral and the abominable homosexuals, drug users, and the list goes on. Those people in Hollywood loved Billy Graham so much, they decided to give him a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame. Now, you say that's no big deal. If you love God, you already have the discernment to understand what I'm saying. But Luke 6:36 comes to my aid. Everybody loved Billy Graham. Isn't that crazy? But everybody hated Jesus Christ so much so they crucified him. Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you too. Jesus said, this is my commandment that you love one another. He said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Listen to how his brothers treated him in John 7:7. He said, I'm here to testify against the evils of the world, not to tell the world that everything is okay. No. Look, Hebrews 9:27 is clear. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Okay? Let's hold the scripture. But Luke 6:36 says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. Do you understand? And also keep in mind that it was Ralph Waldo Emerson from the New York Times that said to puff up Billy Graham. Wasn't it Jesus that was confronted by Satan himself, where Satan said to him, if you just bow down to me, I'll give all this to you? It's amazing how Billy Graham had the approbation of the world, isn't it? And what is it that he ever stopped through his preaching, friends? And don't sit there and defend the undefensible or the indefensible. Let's hold the scripture. You know, it's interesting. 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred. Jesus Christ was crucified because he protested the same way that I am right now. But yet everybody loves the Grams. Well, did you see what his son just did? Now, you remember I just told you statistically that over 4,000 people alone are dead in Europe and more than 162,000 injuries follow experimental COVID-19 injections found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Well, let's go back to Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Franklin Graham, to me, is pathetic, and he's embarrassing, to say the least. I'm embarrassed for the man. And again, read 1 Kings 13:33. There's nothing new under the sun. You know what Franklin Graham said last week, friends? The little political pawn? Franklin Graham steps in to tell you in America, while the rest of the world is protesting vaccinations, to buy into what the corrupt are selling. He said Jesus would take the vaccinations too. Hey, friends, that's blasphemy. That is blasphemy. Oh, how right on was William Booth when he said, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, heaven without hell. Someone just asked me last week, because I've been to the top of the hierarchy in the church in America, and I can tell you exactly why we're in trouble today. It's because what you tolerate in the church, they're compromisers, they're diplomats, giving the green light to everything corruption advocates for. Okay? Someone asked me last week, so Bradley, what do you think of Franklin Graham? I said, well, if I sat down, I guarantee you I would have some quick words with him. Real quick. And I guarantee you we could take him to scripture, and he would never do it on film in a million years. Why? Because you would see him for exactly what I'm preaching to you right now. He's a fart. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Please subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com will always be there. Go to the right side of the page, click onto the social media platform, join us on Top Chat. Lots of people watching today. I appreciate every one of you. Again, thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country, as well as into 53 countries every weekend. You can check that out on Genesis Communication right now. We're ranking number two out of 65 different shows. We appreciate that. I know why you're listening. If you want to jump over on beforeitsnews.com, please do the same thing. Beforeitsnews.com. Click onto the social media platform. Final segment. I've got much to say, but I got a couple calls, and I need to make a couple points before the end of the show. We got Paul calling in from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I was going to say that were you aware also, like, I'm worried that they're going to eventually not want to shop at grocery stores and stuff if they don't have this vaccine thing. I mean, have you recently heard that they're partnering with Walmart, and I've heard of, like, they were doing the QR codes with stuff like that, like stuff in Israel, and I'm worried that's going to be exported. I'm worried that there's going to come a time where the automated doors won't let us in without the QR codes. I mean, okay, I never thought it was ridiculous.
It is. It is ridiculous because I'll tell you what, I come from a military family, and I'm not pounding on you, Paul, but I'm saying
I'm saying, what are we going to do?
Well, I mean, I know what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to submit to it, period.
I'm just wondering how we're going to get our stuff around it. I feel like we need to stop it now before it gets too far.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've been blowing the trumpet from the top of the housetops here for 13 months concerning what's going on here. And the fact of the matter is, Paul's not going to let me talk. I'm going to just make my point. I've been saying this for 13 months. We've seen what they were going to do from the very offset of this pandemic. Now we're here, and now people are getting freaked out about it. If you would have acted right off the start and put a stop to it and defy it the way that the people in this country did 10 years ago, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in today. That's why we say here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, prevention is better than cure. Does anybody hear this? I'm afraid of what they might do. I'm afraid of, let's go to Michigan. I'm afraid of what they might do. She's creating all these executive orders. They're all illegal. The Supreme Court told you that, not once, but twice. But people are still going along with her, right? What's the first thing she did? These governors attacked the businesses. Well, billionaires globally were increasing their wealth 27%. You didn't figure that out? You didn't understand what that was about? You sit there and you do nothing and you wait for them to attack you again? Let me ask you something, friends, out of love, out of sincerity. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? You are submitting to tyranny, and now you're to the point where you're afraid of, well, I don't know what to do if they shut the stores down. Well, didn't Gretchen Whitmer, for an example, and there's many other examples to give you, but didn't she tell you a long time ago when she found enough useful idiots that would fall compliant to our unconstitutional edicts in businesses? Do you remember what she told them? And it was broadcasted, and we blew it out there, and we told you what the deal was, what she was doing. She told the businesses to tell the customers, either you comply with my unconstitutional edict and get your mask on, although it doesn't work, and we all know it doesn't, right? Either you pretend with me, and she told the businesses, don't let them buy or sell. We told you that right away. Now you're worried it's going to happen? What, were we making this up somewhere along the way? Is this like a lot of fun for us to sit there and do our due diligence and be spent on you, and yet you refuse to listen and take heed to the warning signs? That's what the Lord has people like me out there for, right? And if I've been in error, then don't listen to me. Don't listen to a thing I have to say. But I can tell you, I didn't apply for the job, but I'll tell you what, I am driven by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. And we have been right by the Holy Ghost every single step of the way. And what did I tell you? You're going to get exactly what you just heard from Illinois. Well, I'm kind of worried about what they're going to do. Well, you already knew that they were going to do it. So the perspective population per state, what is it? Is it for you all to fall to one person dictating illegal orders? Or is it for the people in that state to stand up and deal with the corrupt? Because you have the provision to do so. Here's the problem. You don't want to do so. That's why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. So let me say it this way. You've allowed it to go this far, and you're still asking the question. And what the questions are really fall to guys like me or other people that are in the battle for your freedom. What do we do now? Well, you do now the same thing we told you to do 13 months ago. Peruse the U.S. Constitution. Put boots on the ground and begin to take to these corrupt politicians, because all over the country, they are. They are. Wow. Hey, Tim, Sons of Liberty radio show host, morning show, 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 days a week, is online with me. He's also the Sons of Liberty media senior editor. And he had just shared something with me really quick, and he wants to go ahead and share it with you. It's encouraging. So, Tim, go ahead and share away, my friend.
Yeah, we got many people have heard the story of Tony Roman out there in Huntington Beach, Florida. He owns Basilico's Pasta e Vino. I guess that's pasta and wine. I guess that's how you put it. And he's had – everybody heard about him last year. He started putting up signs saying, leave the mask, take the cannoli. And he was not going to enforce mask wearing. In fact, he required the people not to wear a mask and to come in. And his business has been booming. He's been open the whole time there in California in defiance of the governor. The ABC courts have called him to court, summoned him to court twice now. He rejected the second one and put out a video. People can see it at sonsoflibertymedia.com. They can click on the link. I put it in the chat for those who are in the chat room. And watch this, 14 minutes, this guy sits back and he says, I'll give you no authority over us. where you have none. And he says, I'm not going to be showing up to court because you have no authority here. No crime has been committed. And you know what, guys? We need to support people like that. This is the very thing that we talk about on the show, Bradley, is people resisting the tyranny, and then the people need to come behind them. If you're afraid, look, all kinds of people are afraid, but we overcome that fear because our God tells us not to do so. And Tony's one of those guys, man. I'm in conversation with him now to see if we can have him on the show, but he's one of those guys who are doing it. Maybe when you're out there in California, you can take your family by and see him, Bradley.
Okay.
He's doing it. He's got like a 14-minute video that he put out to the courts. He put it out on social media, and I have a feeling they're probably going to pull it down. But he makes his point that they have no authority to do what they're doing.
No, they don't. And Tim, I just got to say this because I literally have 2 minutes left. I wanted to cover. You know what? Just stay on here with me, Tim. I just want to cover this really quick. I was just covering up blasphemy. The blasphemy of Franklin Graham telling people that Jesus would take the vaccination. And, of course, he comes out right on cue. We also have just this morning I posted a video of another individual where he won the day. He won the day against Northam in the state of Virginia as he refused to submit to the state and their unlawful edict. Look what happens when the American people stand up. They fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and they win. And the American people, I mean, we get calls like we just had from Illinois. You know, I'm afraid this is going to happen. Hey, Tim, how many times over the last 7 years just on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com do you suppose we warn people as to what is coming?
All right, yeah, it's a lot. But I think what happens is the people take in the information and they – I hate to use the term, but they become like that pond that takes in all the water, but it never moves out of it. Or like the person who eats a lot never goes to the bathroom, become constipated with it. And then they're paralyzed by what's going on and the information that comes in, and they don't do anything with it.
That's right. Well, and faith without works is dead, right? And they just may be dead, too, if they don't stand up and actually stand up against what's going on here. I was just highlighting an individual in, again, standing up against Northam. Another victory, restaurant owner stands against corruption, and the courts gave him the victory. And I'll say this really quick, and I want to see what your two cents is on it, Tim, and then that will be the end of the show. Again, friends, we're broadcasting live from Tennessee, and we are preaching at 6:30 tonight in Winchester, Tennessee. But I'm looking for the article right now. I'm sorry. Here it is. Bill introduced to imprison governor in the state of Minnesota. It's not enough to impeach them. The message from the American people must be prosecution. And this was brought in by a guest that you recently had, namely Rep. Eric Mortensen. What say you?
Well, I hope that the guys will get behind what Mortensen is doing. I wish that they got behind him, you know, with the impeachment thing, too. But they're going to have to get behind him to deal with him.
Well, here we are, friends, doing what we've always done. You got Bradley and Tim, as a matter of fact. Thank you, Tim, for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. Please consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Media. Go to Sons of Liberty Media and go to membership. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.